This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Willie from Marysville is. Willie, are you there?
I'm here, yeah.
What's up, Willie?
Willie, this is the last chance.
Happy Halloweener.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloweener to you, too.
And I really hope I can send you some candy today and a Hooters pick of all of us, because it's the last chance for me to send you something. How does that sound?
Oh, it sounds good. Fingers crossed. Yeah.
And Willie, you're kind of like the kid that shows up around like 9:30, and you kind of want to like end the night and turn your light off, so you just give him the rest of your candy. We still have a good chunk of candy left in this bowl, so you'll probably be walking away with quite.
Yeah, last.
It could be all yours.
Here for last call.
Here for last call of the chocolate.
All right, so it's time for you to get out of here. For those playing at home, Willie has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Where do plants get their energy from?
From the sun.
Correct. Your leg is comprised of how many bones?
3?
No.
4,
yes. What zodiac sign are you if you were born on Halloween?
Capricorn?
No.
Leo?
No.
Pass.
What type of clouds are the fluffiest and can be seen on sunny days?
Kinwood?
Correct. Who was the lead singer of the Black Eyed Peas?
Pass.
Which sci-fi horror movie stars Mel Gibson and Joaquin Phoenix?
Pass. Sorry.
What NFL team did Eli Manning play for?
Last one was Signs.
Correct, yes. What NFL team did Eli Manning play for?
New England Patriots.
No. Willie.
Oh, no.
You got 4 correct.
Oh.
Okay, but you got to 7 questions, so technically it's more than 50%. Gotta look at it half glass full, right?
Right.
All right, Steve, or Bert.
Thank you. I'm Bert.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Where do plants get their energy from?
The sun.
Correct. Your leg is comprised of how many bones?
3?
No.
4?
Yes. What zodiac sign are you if you were born on Halloween?
Libra?
No.
Crap, I was a Libra, and that was earlier this month. I don't know. Capricorn?
No.
Taurus?
No. What type of clouds are the fluffiest and can be seen on sunny days?
The white clouds.
No.
They have names?
I mean, they're probably white.
Cloudy McClouderson.
No.
The clouds.
No. Who was the lead singer of the Black Eyed Peas?
Fergie.
Correct. Which sci-fi horror movie stars Mel Gibson and Joaquin Phoenix?
Signs.
Yes. Oh. What NFL team did Eli Manning play for?
Eli played for the New York Giants.
Yes. How many phases does the moon go through every 29 and a half days?
4.
No. I loved the confidence, though.
Five.
No.
30.
No. Who was the villain in Sleeping Beauty?
Wakey Billy?
No.
I don't know. The prince, the queen.
Well, I mean, no. Steve? Oh, man. You got five correct. And somehow is still a win, 5-4.
That's what's up.
Willie, I'm so sorry.
That's a dagger.
That is. Have a good one, my man.
No candy or Hooters pick for you.
In honor of me being Bert without my Ernie. Human Bert.
Rubber ducky, you're so fine.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm glad that you are mine.
Yes.
Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
Okay, Bert, now give us a
hey, stand
finish.
Back.
Okay, I'm good.
I'm not going to lie. Is this from the Muppets, right, or something?
From Sesame Street.
I don't think I've ever seen an episode of Sesame Street or
ever?
The Muppets.
What?
And if I literally had to, I keep having to Google if you're Bert or Ernie because I don't really know them at all.
Sesame Street has been around forever.
It was never my jam.
You know what, though? I don't think Tatum has watched a single episode of Sesame Street, and I wonder if she ever will.
We were obsessed with it when Barrett was little.
Oh, okay, because when I was a kid, Sesame Street was definitely my go-to. I remember watching it as a kid and having all the little toys and things like that, but Tatum has zero interest in watching Sesame Street.
Has Tatum or Barrett tapped into the real greatness, which is Barney yet?
Hell no.
Hard pass.
What?
We'll just stick with Paw Patrol. I'd rather
lame.
Watch Paw Patrol toys being played with on YouTube than Barney.
Than Barney?
Yeah, Barney's annoying.
So annoying.
You guys are annoying.
I get why you like him.
Wow. What zodiac sign are you if you were born today?
Scorpio?
Yes. And how many phases does the moon go through every 29 and a half days?
8?
Yes.
Oh, baby.
Nice job.
All right. And who is the villain in Sleeping Beauty?
The queen? Or not the queen. What is she?
Maleficent.
Maleficent. Oh, you wanted like the name. Okay, got it. I didn't even realize she had a name.
She wanted the CB radio handle.
Right.
And then you wanted the name.
Oh, and just so you know, there are different types of clouds.
What are they?
And Willie didn't know that it was cumulus.
Cumulus? What are the other ones?
I don't know.
I just remember nimbus and cumulus. That's all I remember. I'd make a great meteorologist.
Sound like radio companies.
They do. Well, congrats, Steve, on beating Willie barely.
We are battling with the men's room in fantasy football, and the last few weeks have been pretty tough on our buoy buddies. That would be Migs and Danny's team. So did the bad luck streak continue? We will recap what happened with the commissioner of our league, Mike Hawk, of the men's room after Black Sabbath.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, we are in a battle with the men's room,
yes.
Fantasy football style. And it's been a very interesting year because, you know, I think I really expected a lot out of you and Danny, Steve Migs, but
I did not.
You guys are having a rough one. And we've got the commissioner in, Mike Hawk, from the men's room to talk a little bit about what's going on.
Good day, everybody. Hello, hello. How are we all feeling this morning?
Pretty good.
So we did have some infighting this week between the shows. We'll start with the men's room's Big Black Hawks taking on 90 Pounds of D. Fairly one-sided competition with 90 Pounds of D, starving for a starting quarterback, losing T. Higgins and Stephon Diggs, who's now on the IR. They came up short against the league-leading Titans.
And for those that don't know, we're all starving for a good quarterback just because part of the rule was with this fantasy football league was we had to pick the worst quarterbacks.
Correct.
And the worst defense.
Right. So we each have a starting quarterback and a backup quarterback that came from the bottom of the power rankings when the league started,
yes.
when this year started, as well as defenses as well.
And we've agreed that we're stuck with them. You can't, like, matter what, even if both quarterbacks are injured, that just means you're SOL.
And that's kind of what, so 90 Pounds of D is Steve Thrillhill and Ted Smith, and they are now missing both of their quarterbacks because one of them was Gardner Minshew, who has been benched, and the other one is Will Levis, who is now injured. So they don't have a starting quarterback at this point.
I hope we get to play them sometime soon because hopefully we could beat them then.
Hold that thought there, Steve. We now go to the other side of the board with in the competition between the Buoy Buddies and Touchdown Tacos. Migs and Danny's Buoy Buddies were at a disadvantage this week due to injury, and most of their players coming from the Seahawks that struggled beyond measure this last week.
Oh, my gosh, dude, I know.
They ended up falling to the Touchdown Tacos, who have really turned things around this season to work their way up to number 2 in the standings this year in the league. Well done.
It's Danny and I's team in dead last.
So here's the thing. You guys know how it works. There needs to be a loser this week. And in case you haven't heard, the losing team of this week has to, or for the week rather, has to go into the opposing show for a segment. And once again, the men's room will be graced with the face of one of you fine coaches of the Bowie Buddies to put $325,000 on the line and take on the FCC.
I guess it's me because our friend Danny V is currently not doing his job as a general manager and is spending time with his daughter. His priorities are way out of whack. He's in New Mexico. So I guess I'll be stopping by.
Is a hostile takeover of the Bowie Buddies in the
yes.
near future?
There's here's my question: when do the playoffs start?
The playoffs start, I believe, in December. So it's the last 4 or 2 weeks of the regular right. season, because then when it goes to the other playoffs, there's other players that don't make it in there. So the last 4 weeks of the regular season are our playoffs.
So I think that's when I'm going to have to kind of pull mutiny on our team.
Gotcha.
And then jump in and try and make some changes. I don't know what kind of changes I can make, but I feel like I'm going to respect the new general manager, give him a chance, give
sure.
him a little bit shorter of a leash, because we started off good. And we have just been the absolute worst
right.
since.
You guys, I think you had a couple weeks there where you guys were actually the best team out there. Then all of a sudden, just kind of the plane went down there.
You know what I think happened? I think the Bowie Buddies got real distracted by the return of hockey season.
Yeah.
And now they're just not in football mode anymore.
Kraken play tonight, taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs. Very excited about that game.
The hockey fantasy league's doing great.
I couldn't do hockey. I tried doing hockey fantasy sports.
God, I couldn't do it.
It's just way too much. You got 80 games, so you're constantly updating crap. Like, it's
every
hard.
Every day.
I mean, after about 4 or 5 weeks, I'm done updating my fantasy football team.
Yeah.
I don't have a George in my life to do it for me, Sarah.
Honestly, thank goodness for him.
Some of the key players of this league this week landed with the touchdown tacos and Big Black Hawks. Our starting quarterback, Bo Nix, for the Broncos, put on a clinic over the weekend, putting up just under 30 points. But C.D. Lamb of the Cowboys, putting up just under 40 points for the touchdown tacos. The false starter of the week did come from the Bowie Buddies, who played Tyler Lockett, who fell 11 points under his projected score.
Wow.
And as for the upcoming week, it is the top two versus the bottom two, as the Bowie Buddies and 90 pounds of D go head to head, as do the Big Black Hawks and the touchdown tacos.
So we're taking on Ted.
Thrill and Ted, yeah.
With no quarterback.
That's right.
I have a feeling we're going to still lose.
And you guys still have the best quarterbacks as far as our league is concerned. Like, you guys have Jaden Daniels and you have...
And he had a great game.
Yeah. He's been going off this season. He's done really well.
Did we play him last week?
Yes.
Oh, nice job, Danny.
And he's still, as far as the quarterback fight goes, you guys still had the better quarterback. But, you know.
See, in order for me to take over the league and the team, I have to figure out what my username and password and also the link to get to our page. The only way I keep up on our team is going to the Daily Make social media page where Sarah screenshots it and puts up all the standings just to see how bad our team is.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Mike Hawk.
My pleasure.
For joining us. And also, can you just real quickly pivot from football to tell people what you guys are doing on Saturday from 4 until 8?
Of course. We have a little get-together up with our friends up at Black Raven Brewery up in Woodinville. It is the we have a brand new beer that is on tap right now. It is called the Men's Room Ola Days, which is a lovely porter that's been put out by Black Raven Brewery. And so we are throwing a porter party up there from 4 until 8 at the Woodville Brewery.
Ola Days, what a great name.
Ola Days.
Porter party. Will there be a porta potty at the porter party? Porter party.
The news is out. It is official. We have secured, Honey Bucket reached out to us, and we have secured a porter party porta potty that will be available for photo ops out there.
Will it have a men's room logo on it?
My guess is it would. It's going to be dressed up. It's going to look good.
I forget that Honey Bucket's a local company.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And they actually reached out to us and said, we'd love to do it. So our friends at Honey Bucket, thank you guys. Cheers to y'all. That's going to be awesome.
And if you want details on the Porter Party, you can head over to KISW.com. Mike Hawk, thanks again for coming in and recapping fantasy football with the Daily Mix Show.
Cheers, guys. Good luck.
All pictures need to be taken at the Porter Party.
Yes. We know that you are a massive music fan, Rockaholics, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove that to us. And if so, you will win tickets to see comedian Tom Segura at EQC Event Center on Friday, April 25th. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All morning long, we have received texts and calls from our wonderful Rockaholics, but we've not yet had a chance to get to everybody just yet. But the time has come. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it's powered by Pendergast Law. So do call us up and chime in on anything we've hit on from this morning's show, or if you've got something on your mind that you need to discuss. 206-803-ROCK. Earlier this morning, we were talking about quitting abruptly, whether it's a job or a relationship or a friendship.
Because the drummer Primus quit like via email, and then they were like, are you sure? And then he sent like another one-line email saying, yeah, my heart's not in it anymore.
So Heidi in Bellevue, I'm very curious why you quit your job after only 1.5 days.
So I worked at Dun Black Appliance Center as a customer service representative for 1.5 days. I let them on lunch break, and I didn't come back. I didn't even call them afterwards or anything. Because even though I had really got a hang of the job easily, and I understood the systems and like was answering phones, like within the first couple hours of me even getting there on the first day, I had this relationship with this guy who was very controlling and insecure, and he had the location on my phone, and he was convinced that I wasn't actually at work. I was across the street in this abandoned building with this guy that I'm acquaintances with, and that we were actually hooking up, and the whole me getting a job was an entire ruse for us to do this.
Well, we all love to hook up in abandoned buildings, don't we?
Well, yeah, I know. The funny thing is, like, he has a job himself, so I could have just done it in his apartment if that's what I was doing. I wouldn't have to, like, pretend I had a job, you know?
You know what? Sometimes crazy people don't think these things through when they're, like, accuse you of stupid ass.
Yeah. Yeah, and so like my second day at work, he keeps calling me over and over again, and I get on my lunch break, and I'm on foot, and so I walk down the road to this like little church, you know, and I call him, and it's a video call, and like, and he breaks up with me because he's convinced that I'm not actually at work, that I'm actually sleeping with this guy across the street from where I'm working, you know, and just getting ready. And
so then, why did you quit the job abruptly?
Well, so I'm ugly crying at this point because this is like, you know, someone really cares about. And I was like super emotional, you know, and I was like, I didn't do anything wrong. And I couldn't understand, you know, I was a little younger than I am now and thought it was my problem and not his problem, you know. So I was just like sobbing, horrifically ugly crying. And so he got me an Uber home. And I was just so embarrassed about it that I never went back or called him or anything.
Gotcha.
Which sucks because at my interview, they said, like, hey, even if you don't like us or we don't like you, we'll still give you 2 weeks. We'll pay you for those 2 weeks if you just come in every day for the 2 weeks. Just give us the 2 weeks. So I could have came back ugly crying and stayed ugly crying for 2 weeks and still got paid for it.
Oh, that would have been fun in the office.
Today is Halloween, Rockaholics, and for some people, there is a fear of running out of candy.
Oh, when we lived in my one development, man, we would run out of candy by like 6-7 o'clock at night, and I'd have to hurry on over to like the Safeway to get more candy.
Well, get this, Steve Miggs. There is now a popular candy company who has shared that they will refill your candy supply for free if you run out today on Halloween. How is that going to work? We'll tell you at 9:50.
The Daily Miggs Show.
M&M's is bringing back its Halloween Rescue Squad this year.
I didn't even know this was a thing.
I didn't either. This is so awesome. They offer free candy refills through GoPuff, which is apparently like an alcohol and food delivery
company. I don't even know what the hell GoPuff is. Is that like GoPuff, like puff some weed?
That was my first thought. Do they deliver weed? I don't know. But they do deliver candy.
Weed and candy seems about right for stoners.
Trick-or-treaters maybe, you know, clean you out, or maybe you're just a candy lover and you run out on your own. There's a news report about GoPuff hooking you up.
Well, if you run out of candy for trick-or-treaters this Halloween, M&M's has you covered with a new promotion.
It's called Halloween Rescue Squad, and it's a service that promises to deliver free Mars candy to your neighborhood.
Do you think these news reporters are like, what the hell are we reporting on? Like, I mean, I get us doing it because we're knuckleheads, but I feel like there's actual news in the world, and here we are reporting on candy being delivered to people.
Big journalism.
In under an hour if you think you might run out. So, of course, M&M's will come to the rescue if you are running low on the good stuff.
M&M's parent company Mars is teaming up with the delivery service GoPuff to facilitate the one-day operation.
His throat in the middle of the report. He's just like, I can't believe I'm doing this.
Operation. You can hit up the Halloween Rescue Squad website for candy reinforcements if you're running low.
There you go.
It's beginning today at 5 o'clock. If you're a GoPuff delivery area, you can request a candy refill.
Do we know if we're a GoPuff delivery area? I've never heard of this before.
So when I Googled it, it immediately was asking me for my location.
Yes.
But I didn't put it in there yet, so I can't answer the question.
Were you afraid that they're going to know where you live now?
Well, I don't know. I just got nervous. I don't know.
We are.
Oh, we are?
Look at that.
Yeah. I think they're in Seattle.
You should try this.
Will you try it, Sarah?
You have to try it, because, I mean, I don't know if they're going to come to Puyallup, unless there's one in Puyallup. And they're definitely not going to go all the way to Stanwood.
Oh,
and,
no.
You know.
I will totally try this.
So 5 p.m.
Okay, starting at 5.
They say they'll arrive within 30 minutes while supplies last.
I'm just going to do it even if I still have candy, right?
Well, don't tell them that.
Yeah, they're not going to check.
Act panicked.
Okay.
Tell them that you're in the middle of a crisis.
Okay.
Maybe even like put some crocodile tears going as well. Like,
oh, yeah.
Make it a full spectacle. And then ask them if you could interview them, like when they come to your house.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I need some M&Ms, please, sir.
Oh, that would be amazing. Plus, we'll be in the middle of trick-or-treating around 5 o'clock today.
Well, since trick-or-treating is happening this evening, question, Steve Miggs, are you a jaywalker?
I'm from New York. Of course I am.
Well, in one area, it is now legal.
We were brought up to jaywalk.
In one area, it is now legal to jaywalk. And we will tell you about it during the Daily Migs download after Blue Oyster Call.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And Ryan Castle's with us. You're our first trick-or-treater of the day.
Oh, yeah. And I got a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup out of the deal. Thank you so much.
Nice. You can have more. We have a lot left over.
I think I might. I'm looking forward to a stomachache later this evening.
Yeah. Are you a Whoppers kind of guy?
I can eat a Whopper.
I think they're fantastic.
I love a Whopper.
I prefer them with cheese.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Last night, I didn't get to watch the game, but man, oh man, was it an epic going for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
It was wild.
You know, the Yankees lost that game.
They did.
Yes.
They couldn't get out of their own way.
Yep, totally.
Fifth inning, it was like error after error after error. They were up 5-0, and then they even got the lead back. They were 6-5, and then fell apart once again, ended up losing to the Dodgers, who won the World Series. The MVP was Freddie Freeman, but I think we have to say, truly one of the greatest baseball players of our generation, Shohei Ohtani, you know, leaves with the Angels where they're never going to, they're like the Mariners, they're not going to a World Series, and now is a World Series champion. That's
so
pretty cool.
Cool.
So that was awesome.
Good for you.
Good for you. Enjoy all the extra money you're going to have.
New York City has officially legalized jaywalking. Here are some New Yorkers talking about how they feel about the legalization of jaywalking.
And quick warrant, these are the most New York sounding women that you'll ever hear. You ready for this?
Who cares?
I just love that one right there. Who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares?
So what else is new? I jaywalked my whole life here. I lived here for 60 years and I jaywalked. Gotta be alert. You're in New York. Look alive.
You get a chance?
I like how she's like, look alive. She sounds like she's dying. Yeah.
Right.
You gotta keep your head on a swivel.
You get a chance, you
go.
Take it.
If it's safe?
If it's safe, you go. Watch both ways, because now we got these guys.
Who are these guys?
Uber drivers, I'm sure.
Like cars? You've had them for a while, lady. But once again,
who cares?
You know, this is kind of cool. I'm excited about this. There's a potential and rumor of the Professional Women's Hockey League expanding, and Seattle might be one of the places where they're going to expand.
Oh, cool.
That would be pretty awesome to have another team.
That's a good call.
Yeah, so that'll be, fingers crossed if that happens, but there are a bunch of options at California, Pittsburgh, Detroit, but they're thinking maybe Seattle will be a place, and I think that Seattle would definitely embrace it, no different than the Seattle Storm.
Opportunity for Steve to be a backup goalie.
Yes. I actually hit them up and they already said this.
Who cares?
Okay. I think it's another opportunity for me to get another hockey jersey, because I would absolutely get their jersey. Speaking of hockey, the Kraken, they're in Toronto tonight taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs. As far as weather, it's going to be about 50 degrees, cloudy today. The DMD is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, a sub above, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack. Happy Halloween, Rockaholics.
Who cares?
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.